in the bottom of the page. Three lines in the bottom. Let me find a few. There we go. Right here. Words in the bottom. Says the Gemara, the Tzadik on Beis, the three lines in the bottom of the page. Iboyuluhu, we have a question. Toddy, the first mission in this Pedic says that Kola Toddy Mechaveroi always takes precedence. Toddy, frequency is very important. Then the next mission says Kola Kudush is Chaveroi, that anything that is holier can Chaveroi. So what happens if you're faced with a Toddy and a Mekudush? So in the first mission it says that, you know, a carbon tummy, which is every single day, comes before a carbon musaf. And the second mission, we're told that a carbon chattas comes before a carbon oil. Because machash, what about if you have a todir facing a mekudish? For example, the blood of a carbon oil and the blood of oil's tummy, for example, which is todir, and the blood of a chattas, which is chashiv. Which one comes first? Do we say tadik kaidim should tadik because it's more frequent? I deal with mekudesh kaidim the kaddish because it's holy. Which comes first? Tashma coming here. It says in the Mishnah, Tamidin kaidim lemusaf. In the very first Mishnah, says that a carbon tamid, which is the daily service, takes precedence over a carbon musaf, which comes afterward, which is holy. It says clearly that what? That the frequency takes precedence over something holy. It says the Gemara. The Avagad Musaf and Kaddishi, and the Chayiv even though Musaf is holier, says the Gemara. What do you mean? Why is Musaf holier? Why isn't the Tumid holy? Otu Shabbos le Musafin Ahanoi le Tmidin le Noi. You think Shabbos makes the Musaf holy, doesn't make the Tumid holy. The Tumid is also holier on Shabbos than during the week, so therefore they're both an equal level of they're on par. The Gemara's question here is what's more important of all the Shagas Aryas if you learn Tumid and Mekudish, which is first. And this is to do with why a Talus is put on before Tfilin. A talis is tadir, but a tefillin l'chai is mekudesh, and this is the whole discussion there. And so the Gemara writes, Toshma coming here, says in the Mishnah, Musaf is Shabbos, Kodesh Musaf is Chayda, Shabbos comes before the Chaydish. So again, we see that Shabbos is more frequent, takes place over the Chaydish, which is holier. The Gemara says again, why is the Chaydish holy? Because it's Chaydish. The carbon of Shabbos that you bring on the Chaydish is also equally holy, because the day permeates not just the specific carbon for itself, but also all the other carbonates of that day. Also, the Chaydish l'musaf, the day ahani l'musaf is Shabbos l'ahani, it only works for Musaf and not for Musaf Shabbos. Toshma coming here, Musaf is Chaydish, Kaymin l'musaf is Shana. Taisa says he has to understand why the Gemara keeps on asking the same question when the same principle is going to be repeated again and again. It says in the Mishnah that the Chedesh comes before Musa Rosh Hashanah. Avagav the Chedesh Kacha, even though the Chedesh is holier than it's Navash because it's more frequent. So he answered, Otu Rosh Hashanah le Musafi the day Ahani Musa Rosh Chedesh Lehani. In other words, in each stage the Gemara thought, for example, that Shabbos only affects its unique carbon. Then the Gemara thought that the Chedesh only affects its unique carbon. Then the Gemara thought Rosh Hashanah only affects its unique carbon. He wants to know it affects all the carbonas. Tashma coming here. We have a machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What should come first? Should first be Birchas Hayayin, Ber Pri Gafen, and then Kiddush the way we do today? Or should first make Kiddush and then make a Ber Pri Gafen? Beis Shammai says that first you make Kiddush and then Ber Pri Gafen because the Kiddushas Hayayim comes first. In fact, if not for the fact that it's Shabbos, you wouldn't be making drinking the wine. So it's different. You make Kiddushas Shabbos first. And Beis Hillel says no. But Beis Hillel says that the only reason why we make Kiddush because you have wine. If we don't have wine, you make Kiddush. Number one. And number two, another reason is Birchas Hayayin Tadida, Bari Pregofen is common, frequent. Birchas Hayayin Kiddush is only once a week. Eina Tadida, Tadish, Eina Tadish, Tadikim. I have got Birchas Hayayin Kiddush, even though the Bracha of Kiddush is holier, it's Kiddush, it's holier, than the Bari Pregofen, which is a mundane Bracha. So Gemara said again, Otu Shabbos lebirchas hayayim ahanoi lebirchas hayayim lo hanoi. You think that the Berber Goffin of Kiddush is the same Berber Goffin as a whole year? A whole year. In fact, in Halacha, Tak it isn't. A whole week Berber Goffin is only birchas hanenin. You cannot be making somebody else Berber Goffin. But on Shabbos, it's birchas hamitzis. So the whole thing takes on a different note. So therefore, it's the Berber Goffin is also a whole year. Toshma coming here.
So the Hagofen of Shabbos is actually a tale from the
Kiddush. That's right. That's why I can make Kiddush. And you don't even make Ber Pri Gafen when you drink the wine from it. Because I might see you Ber Pri Gafen when generally you can't. So we say not only is it a mitzvah, it also has Kedusha. Because it's Shabbos. Toshma coming in. Rabbi Yechon Rabbeinu said, "Halacha, the halacha is mispal. Let's say you have not. It's after this man, and you can have mincha. You still haven't done musaf yet. What you do now? The halacha is mispal. Adam shem mincha va'achik kach shem musaf. And that's when you keep it says in Shulchan you should try to have musaf before mincha time, because technically once it comes mincha time, you have mincha first and then musaf. Why? Because mincha is tadir, but musaf is holier." Says the Gemara again, Otu Shabbos Letfilis Musaf in the Hanoi Letfilis Minchaloi Hanoi. Now this is very difficult to understand because it's the same principle we had on top of the page of the Korban Musaf, and now we're talking about the Tfilis Musaf, and Tfilis Musaf is Makom Korban. And so what is going on here? Why, you know, if Shabbos helps for the Korban, why shouldn't Shabbos help
Mincha?
For Mincha? Hard to understand. Tashma coming here, Shlomim Shal Emesh. It says in the Braisa, you have yesterday Shlomim and Chatas V'Oshem Shoyim. You had yesterday's Korban Shlomim, and you had today's Chatas and Oshem. What comes first? Shlomim Shal Emesh Kaidmi. Shlomim of yesterday comes first. You should first do the Shlomim of yesterday. Now, Luchayre is mashma. The only reason why you're doing shlamim is because it's yesterday's carbon, so therefore, since you shechted yesterday, you have to do it. But if, let's say, they both would have been today, side the shlamim, side the chattas, which one should you do first? You should do first the chattas. Chattas v'asham kadmi. I afagav the shlamim to didi. This is the first raya we have the other way around. All the other rayas we had till now was a toddy come takes precedence over the Mekudish. This is the first raya that we have that Mekudish takes precedence over toddy, because the Gemara remains with no answer. And many of the Shayin in Paskin that Tadir Kaidim. And the Mepharshim asks, how do you know there's Tadir Kaidim? And Lechayim, because all the questions, you see where the Gemara brings the night, all the questions that Tadir should be, you know, Tadir should take precedence. This is the only one that we have that forget. That Lechayim, it seems on the same day, Chatzah takes precedence, which shows that what? Now, why is Shlomim more Tadir? Because Shlomim comes from every time you make a ned in a dove, it's a Kerem Shlomim. And people make the Dorim and Doves all the time. Amr of Zerov, a very important thing. Motsu ka amre, todir kamibailon. Motsu loy kamibailon. The difference between motsu and todir. And Rashi explains it that motsu means, it could be it's frequent, but you don't have to do it. You don't have to make a ned in the dover. Mashenk, and when we say todir, we're talking about carbon, tomich, or shacha, tomich. It's a chiv to do it every day. It's a chiv to be frequent. That's what we call todir. A motsu is not what we call todir. Are you going to tell me the motzah is not going to say todir? We learn in the Braisa that all anything which is chayv kodesh, we're going to learn in the beginning of Sata Krisis, which is coming up soon, that the 36 Krisis, 36 Avedis, that you get kodesh, you bring a korban chatzis, b'shegik. Except there's two mitzvahs that say you also get kodesh, but if a korban pesach and bris milah, but if you didn't do it by mistake, you don't bring a korban chatzis. Oitzi is a pesach. Why am I taking a pesach that you don't bring a korban chatzis? Because it says, because she'enu todir. So we exclude the bulk of mitzvah. Saying more lechayda, maybe we should only exclude Pesach because it's not todir, and we should not exclude milo shehitadira. Loi says milo shehitadira because milo is much more todir. And then we bring the pasuk asher loisa asena. The only avedas that you shouldn't do. And loisa say you bring a korban chatzis not for asay. But what does he close with me? That milah is considered not tadir. Is milah a mitzvah tadir? You just described tadir as a chiv to do it all the time. Every person has a chiv to do mitzvah once, a milah once, and it's not a chiv all the time. It's common because someone always is having a bris, but it's not tadir. It's not a chiv to have it all the time. My tadir, must say, yeah, here the word tadir is a euphemism. Tadir le b'mitzvahs, you have a lot more, you good, give him, it says 13 times the mitzvah of bris, and says 13, by bris milah, it says the word bris 13 times. Shenichus ola, you give him more megillah. Shenichus ola, you give him brises. So therefore, that's what means tadir. Tadir means many more brachas for milah. Therefore, we thought it's a greater mitzvah, maybe you should bring a chatas if you don't do it. Or by saying milah got pesach, in comparison to current pesach, which is once a year, milah is considered more tadir. But shlamim compared to chatas is not really considered tadir because you don't have to do it, and people unfortunately do many avedas as well. Yiboilu, we have another question, so we don't answer it. Another question: what about tadir shein tadir? V'kodim v'shachin l'she'ein tadir. Let's say you have a tadir shein tadir, and you're supposed to do tadir first, but by mistake you did the ein tadir first. What do you do now? My, me, I mean, do we say, nu kivin the shachti, nu, now that you shachti, you shouldn't have makiv leif, finish the job. I do, man, no, 1 second. You just because you did the shachti, you did the wrong thing, stop. Yehoiv la'acha, the matter's done. I give to somebody else to go ahead and stir the blood all the time, you shouldn't congeal. Adim mikadiv lehu le tadir, and then go to the tadir and do the job with the tadir. And behold the makiv jen tadir, then go back to the tadir. What you do? Even b'di'evit, you did something, how important is tadir? Only chatchila, or even b'di'evit, you can go back to the tadir. Omer Rav Huna Mesuda, Rav Huna said from Mesuda, Toshba coming here, we just said before, Shlomim Shal Emesh. If you have yesterday Shlomim, Chatez V'Oshem Shal Yoyim, and the Chatez V'Oshem today, you have the Shlomim of yesterday and the Chatez of us of today, so you do the Shlomim first. Yesterday is first. Is mashma hodi yoim dum yedemesh. What about today, which is similar to yesterday, which means you shechted the one that you shouldn't have shechted. Lehechdami the kodim shechted the shlamim. You shechted the shlamim first. Notice you brought the carbon, the animal, live to the base of midrash first, but you didn't do anything with it yesterday. You waited till today, and now I'll go ahead and you shechted it, and you have the chatas of Hashem today, and they're all ready to be shechted. And why you went ahead and you did the shlamim first? Why we say continue with the shlamim? Because it was yesterday. So it's a zuzul. If both would have been today, and you shechted the shlamim first, when you should have shechted the chatas first, we'll say that what and why the chatas comes first. We had in the mission already because chatas is a kochim kochim, and shlamim is kochim kalim, and kochim kochim like pistons. But if it's on today and you did the shlamim first, it's wise to stop and continue with the chatas. When it comes to spraying the blood, you know, you should stand there and mix the blood, and that's what I'll do the chatas first. Know what it means? Yes, taka yesterday shlamim, and chatas va'oshem the yom. And yesterday shlamim, and chatas of today. So what happened was, what happened to shachtin l'tavayu? You shechted both yesterday. And you did the shlamim first, and then the chatas. And now they're both ready to be sprayed. So we're saying that the shlamim of yesterday comes first.
So what happened to you? Were mamadas b'dama overnight?
No, no, you shechted both. No. You shechted both today. But we thought it was talking about you shechted the shlamim. You didn't shecht yet the chatas. And we're telling you, stop. If it's the animal, if both animals are brought to the base of midrash today, you shechted the shlamim, you did not shecht the chatas. So we thought the pshat is, oh, we tell you, stop the shlamim and let's go to chatas. But even though you did the wrong thing, you take a stop. So you must say, no, they were talking about that both animals were here today. Yep, one was brought yesterday and today. And you shechted both animals. And now we're up to the blood. And the question is, which blood should you spray? That's what we're talking about here. So therefore, we can do shlamim first because it was there yesterday, the animal first. Had it been today, surely we should. You're not holding anything back. You shechted both today and they're both ready to be sprayed. And you're asking a kohen, or you're asking a rav, what should I do with the zika? Which should be first? So the Gemara says, "Dilma shlam lenu chad v'ashen yom heishkach l'shachtin that you shechted both." Avoloi shachtin l'tavaya. My question is, if you didn't shech both tibay, that's my question. Touch back over here. Go back to the original thing.
Which one should I go and shech?
No, I shechted already. There's no kasha. If I didn't know which one to shech, of course you shech the chatas first. It says the Mishnah, chatas is mekudesh. I shechted the shlamim, but I did not shech the chatas. And the chaptik, what did I just do? So I went to the coin and said, "What should I do? Should I now continue with the shlamim, finish the job, or no, no, no?"
Shachtin l'tavaya means I did shech one of them.
Yeah, I shech the shlamim, not the chatas. So the Gemara touch back over here. Dover acha, we learned before. Hillel said, "Bichas yaintedira." It says, "Wine is todir." Bichas yaintedira. And the kid is not toddy, and you should be the first. Is Lachinami, so Lachayde over there, I'm making a Lachayde Kiddush. This is like Shel Emesh because the Shabbos already came first. Lachayde Shabbos came before you brought the wine to the table. So if Shabbos came before you brought wine to the table, that means it was like this. So Shabbos is first. Shabbos is like yesterday shlamin. Shabbos is like yesterday shlamin. And still we say, go ahead and do the wine. So even though the Shabbos came as if you already shechted the shlamim, we still say, stop what you're doing. Don't go make kiddush first. Make the bichur, you go pray a goffin first. Someone says, no. Since the Shabbos came in, and the wine is now on the table. Now when the wine is on the table, Shabbos and wine at the same time, it's as if you shechted both animals at the same time. So it's different. Now it came mincha time, first mincha, then musav, but the afternoon came first, l'chayle, mincha already came, it's as if you already shechted the shlamim, and now we're still saying, you know, that maybe you should do musav, do mincha first. Hachinami here too, keeping the mat is mat falls mincha, since he came to mincha, he came on the shechet of Adam, as if he shechted both. Nothing to do with our question. It says if he shechted the mincha if he shechted the carbon pesach before chatzais, it is possible mipnei number ben abayim. When should we carbon pesach ben abayim? What about koyin tamid? You did it after ben abayim, but the point you did it before the carbon tamid. So the chatchila, the mitzvah is for do the carbon tamid and the carbon pesach. He did it all the way around.
It's tamid ben abayim.
Tamid ben abayim, yeah. But the time was correct, but you did it in the after before the tummy. He's kosher. He kosher in the faith. He mamar his bedama, but don't go ahead and spray the blood of the Karm Pesach. Stir the blood. You should play the rod. So luchayda, we see from Klivim that about if, that if you did the wrong thing, we stop it and go ahead to the tamid. Says the Gemara. Luchayda says all the question. Achanami is going to call him shach the tamid bereisha. Talking about over here that you shach to the tamid right afterwards, and then you went to Rav to ask, which blood should I spray first? But if you didn't, we don't. We have not resolved the question yet. It says he should tell you that before you should the Karm Pesach should be you should spray the blood of the Talmid first. So we see clearly talking about the spraying, not about the shachting. To talk about the case, we already shacht. We just said that you should stir the blood of the Pesach until the Karm Talmid. But they just talking about until you spray the blood of the Karm Talmid. But if you wouldn't have shachted yet the Karm Talmid, we don't know you what you should do. I shouldn't have brought the Karm Pesach first before the Talmid, but I did it. I shachted it. And now I'm ready to spray. And I did haven't shechted the tamid. What should I do in this case? That we haven't resolved. But kulan kainim rishayim, a lot of cooking anybody they want. My time I'm akro lemoshcha. It says the pasuk was given to them nesatim lemoshcha to feel to make it in a dignified way. Any way you want, it makes it dignified. Broast, stew, cook, whatever you want. Look at Mishnah. If you saw oil being distributed in Nazara, ain't so you don't have to ask Mao what this oil going about, who's given to the kainim. Don't even ask the question what this all about, because Moshe definitely it's either the kikim and achisrael. The mincha of Israel, they used to use a like of oil, and they used to put oil on top of it like an X, the letter X. And the rest of the remaining oil is given to the Kohenim. That's what you're seeing here. Or the loig shemesh al metzeda. Again, you have a loig of oil by metzeda, and you have to place in your left palm. And from there, you take oil and you put it on his right earlobe and on his right toe, and then you put some on his head, and the rest gives that to the Kohenim. So that's a distributor kind of. If you see oil, you see oil being placed on the fire, where's that from? Ain't tzadik lishama, we don't have to ask what it is, because we know definitely what it is. Moisa the kikim minchas kainim. When the kohen brings a kohen mincha, the entire thing gets burnt on the mizbech. So they're including the oil. So the oil is put on the mizbech separately, or mincha the leftover oil, or mincha's kohen mashiach, or the mincha of the kohen gadol, which he twice a day brings a half of the half of mincha. She'em is nadvin shemen. And how do I know it's from them? Maybe a person just donated the oil, because you don't, or you can donate wine, you don't donate oil. You could donate oil, and therefore it could be that it's donated oil. Says the Gemara Mishmuel. Mishmuel says, since the Ptav knows you can donate oil, if somebody donates oil, so you have to treat like a carbon mincha, which is what? First you take a little bit of oil and scoop it out. And you put them as be'ach, v'shiyarav, nechol, and the rest of the world can be eaten by the kohenim. And that's why the mission says that you distribute to the kohenim. My time away, amakro, it says in Pasik, a person brings a carbon mincha l'Hashem. What's the word carbon? Carbon mincha, what you could have just said mincha. Carbon mincha malamet, shem, it's not mincha. There's another kind of carbon as well, and that's oil. And it has all the din of mincha. Ma mincha, koimtza, v'shiyarav, nechol, just like a mincha, you have a koimtz, and the balance is eaten. Av shemen koimtza, you scoop it out. He put a little oil in his bag, and the shiur and the rest is eaten. If you see oil distributed as zara to who to coin him, so we see that while the balance of the oil to coin him, and which oil are we talking about? Clearly, it's the leftover of the carbon mincha of the Eden. The loik shemesh shemetzayda, and the reason he gives this aim is nadvin because we don't donate oil. But if we would have donated oil, then we would say, where does the oil come from? From the nadava. Is that aye that the nadava oil you distribute to the coin? Is that aye to Shmuel? Because the man, the Amma, Miss Nadvin, the one who holds that you don't need oil, what do you do with the oil? You have, apart from the scoop, the kainim, you put him as bare. The rest is distributed to kainim. He's going to argue with Shmuel. The bayi says, no, I'm a safer. Look in the safer. It says, even the Isa Shemesh and Gabayish, if you see the oil that's placed on top of the fire, you don't have to ask. Mao, you don't have to ask what it is, because definitely, Ma Isa, the kikim, Minchas Kainim, definitely left over of the Minchabar Kain, or Minchas Kain, Shechar, or Kain, God will, Shame, Miss Nadvin, Shemem, because you don't know it, no, McClow. The lamandam, because you donate, and if you would have donated oil, then what would you do with the oil? You put it all in his bag. But for kids, that you're wrong. That if somebody donates oil to the, as a carbon, the entire oil contents are placed on the mizbech on the fire.
But
Shmuel is a machlekes Shmuel. Shmuel said, "What do you do with the oil? You distribute to the kohenim, except the kmitza." Here it says that the rabbi said, "No, the entire oil gets burned in the mizbech from the safe of the Mishnah."
Without anything else?
Sorry?
Without a mincha, without anything else?
That is the carbon. That's it. Just
the oil.
You could be menadav oil. So say with the machleik is whether you could be menadav oil or not. So the Gemara, Babaya Kasher, Babaya, but the Reisha clearly says that, you, that if you see distributed carbon, the only reason why you assume it's a carbon minchid because you can, because you cannot don it off. If you didn't own oil, you do distributed carbon. Kasher Babaya, and the Rab Zeda, according to Rab Zeda, name of Shmuel, is Kasher the safer. And according to Rab Zeda, who brought support to Shmuel, interesting, call Rab Zeda instead of asking according to Shmuel. Shmuel is the father of that opinion. And Rab Zeda, Kasha Sefer, the Sefer clearly says that if you see it all burnt in Mizbeach, you assume it's a Kohen Gadol, because otherwise it's not, because it's not donated. If it had been donated, because we don't donate. If you donate, then maybe it's donated oil that goes entirely to Mizbeach. How's it work? No problem. The Reish is talking about if you see the spirit of Kohen, that's talking about the leftovers. And if you see burning on Mizbeach, it's talking about the Kohen, the scoop. Ella buy the entire contents of Mizbeach. When do you see it being distributed amongst the Kohen, Kasha? But he says, no, the Reish is only mentioning it by oil that you distribute. You don't have to ask. He says, it doesn't really mean it. Because even if they did donate oil, you wouldn't really distribute the kainim. But because he wants to say in the Sefer, you saw the entire contents burnt on the Mizbeach, therefore use it here that you saw distributed. So the concept that the sometimes the Mishnah at the end says things kadinaz, but only because of the Reish, I understand. El Reish, Mishnah Sefer, when you find that the Mishnah should say strange things in the Reish to accommodate the Sefer? Me Tani. Gemara says, in Amri b'marav, Tani Reish Mishum Sefer. Why? In that Yisrael, they believe that it does happen that way. The Krum. In Babel, they don't believe it happens that way, but that's all they do. Interesting. And yet, who they're defending? They're defending Abaye, who was a Babel. Says Gemara, Toshma, come in here. Yayin, Kedivri, Rabbi Akiva. Yayin, Rabbi Akiva, hold, you can donate wine. L'safoli, according to Rabbi, you donate wine. What do you do with the wine? You pour it down the chutes. But he holds you don't. You cannot donate oil. And Rabbi Tarfon agrees when it comes to wine, you put it down the chute, because you put it. What's the problem? You put it on the mizbech. You're going to extinguish the fire on the mizbech. But shemen kedivri Rabbi Tarfon, but oil says a what? But oil, Rabbi Kiva says that you don't donate oil, and Rabbi Tarfon you do. My la now lochida even called Rabbi Tarfon with the yain. What do you do with the wine? The wine goes down the chute. You don't put it on the mizbeach. Shemen kol ishim, so lochida shemen. You burn it entire. The wine you don't distribute part of it to the crane. Everyone agrees. You throw it all out. Toss it all out. So why should shemen be any different? Says Gemara, midei iria. Does it say the dinim are the same? Each one, whatever the dinim are, whatever the dinim are, wine gets destroyed throughout, and the oil gets distributed. And the shem is only the kaimis; the rest gets distributed. The Gemara, but Papa says, it's a machleik, it's tanoim. The following tanoim. The machleik is shem and how much? When you donate oil, how much oil do you put? Loyiv chais melug. It shouldn't be less than a loik. And Rebbe Yomer shleish lugin. There's a minimum of three lugin. When you donate oil. If we hold like a tap, you don't know, the minimum is still looking. What's the machlekes? The mic move, what's the machlekes? Amru ben Akiva, the papa, they want to say the machlekes as follows. Doin mina umina, they're arguing on a very well established machlekes. When you learn B from A, does it adopt all the dinim of A, or does it, the principles from A, but then how do you play out? In B, you look at the way it suits B. Doin mina umina, you learn from it the general principle, and you learn from all the protim as well. Or doin mina, you learn from the general principle, but uki ba asra. But nevertheless, you look at it now here, and you try to suit it with the dinim here. For example, ikibna banhol ma mincha. You're learning from mincha the whole idea that you can give donate from the word carbon mincha for mincha. So you learn exactly like mincha, just like mincha misnadvi nafshem misnadvi. Look, I'm tired from that. You could donate oil. Umina, you learn all the dinim like mincha. Ma mincha loik shemen. How much oil do you put by mincha? Only one loik. So afkan loik shemen. So you donate oil. How much you have to give? One loik. Ma mincha, just like mincha. What do you do? Kaimtza. You take a kaimtza and you place that in mizbech. Vishirene cholin. The balance is eaten by the kainim. So af shemen oil. Kaimtza. You have a kaimtza place in mizbech. Vishirene cholin. The rest gets eaten. And the other Tana says, and Rebbe says, no, mincha, I learned from mincha the principle that you can donate. But how much anything else? We look at oil. Ma, mincha misnadvin, the principle you can donate. So, af, shem, misnadvin, you also learn here you can donate as well. But now that we're donating a liquid, we're going to look at wine and compare it to wine because that's more similar than the flour offering. When you give wine, how much you give? Three loigin. Avshem mishalosh loigin. It's be three loigin. Oh, man, it's achim kula. It's falling. You throw it all out. Avshem kula. Avshem, you throw it all. You put it all in mizbech. Omer that a papa labaye. So a papa said to Abaye, "Ime mincha meisel Rebbe." I disagree. I hold that in principle everyone agrees doin mi na u mi na. And if Rebbe would have learned from Karban Mincha, he would have agreed that it has to be only one light, and that the kaimitz and the shirayim are separate. Ime mincha meisler Rebbe the kuli alma, everyone would agree that doin mi na u mi na el Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't learn from the word Karban Mincha. He learned it from somewhere else totally different. He learns it from Ezer. How do you know you can donate oil? He learns it from Ezer Gamla. He learns it from the word Ezra, and not from the word Karban Mincha. And therefore, in the Pasuk, I'm not sure which Pasuk it is, where it says the word Ezra, over there he learns out the concept you can donate other things as well. Time you learn carbon mincha, it says in the Fadish, carbon, the word carbon is superfluous, melamich, misnadvin shemen, that you can donate besides the flower offering, also shemen. The common, how much should it be? Shleisha legin, how much should it be? Three legin. Now, who's the one who holds three legin? Rebbe. And he's saying clearly, he lives in the word carbon. Uman shamed amish leisha legin, Rebbe. If you come maisalam a carbon, he lives in a carbon, yet he still says three legin, so lechayda, your tamidim uraita papa, that Rebbe holds, doimino, vuki ba'asra, he learned from other wine. Omele, itanya, tanya. Rebbe said, ooh, it's a state. I'm not going to argue. He starts in the union, so maybe we'll stop here. Stop right a little bit more time.